Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host and psychic medium. And this episode, I'm going to be talking about a not very well-known case and quite a recent one. Before I get into that, I would like to say thank you so much to Heather, who recommended a case, which I will hopefully get to in the next episode after this, or a few after, but thank you, Heather. Love it, appreciate it. And I've got another list of cases I'm working through. If you have any you want to recommend, just send them through to straightspirit1@gmail.com. I truly love hearing from my listeners. I really do, because right now it's just myself, the microphone in the middle of the night doing psychic readings. Sometimes with a photo of the person I'm reading for, but not necessarily. Sometimes I just have a name. And I'm literally staring at my recording software. That's it. So when I get to hear from you guys, when you connect with me on Instagram or you send me an email and I get to see who you are and get to talk to you, it just lights my world up. And I truly appreciate you for listening. If you want to, please share the podcast with someone who'd enjoy it. Sometimes I do spiritual content as well, not just psychic or true crime or missing persons readings, but this is where the podcast is going, so I'm going with it. But if you share it, it's not only for me, it's for the people I'm reading for, right? It's for the listeners, it's for the victims, it's for the people who are missing. And hopefully somehow along the way, I can help uplift people. Oh, goodness. Anyway, currently, as of this recording, I'm not making money off this podcast. I don't have ads on it. I think I set up subscriptions, but I actually don't use it and don't have any current subscribers. So zero income from the podcast as of this recording day. So I'm not profiting off people suffering. If anyone wants to accuse me of that, I'm not, so don't. Oh, the other day after I recorded Charisse Hull's episode, if you haven't listened, go listen now. Very important case. I got a really clear message, and maybe you guys can help me put it together. I think it's linked to the MMIWG cases, so missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And I think there may be other variations on that. But I heard the words, and I don't think they're necessarily like consecutive. So I heard Natalie, and then I heard Laramie, L-A-R-A-M-I-E. And I thought perhaps it was a surname, but I heard them both very clearly in my mind. While I was in the shower. And I thought, okay, so that's got to be something, because it was like, bam, in my mind. And so I Googled thinking Laramie was a surname, but I think I felt they're quite separate. And I suspect Natalie is, of course, the first name. Laramie may be the location, because obviously in Australia, I don't know Wyoming and all those sorts of places very well, but somewhere over there is a county, I think it is. So there's a place called Laramie. So if you can connect the dots between Natalie, Laramie, and MMIWG cases, like, let me know, straightspirit1@gmail.com. There is a Facebook group for MMIWG cases that I've been on. I haven't dived into them because, of course, I don't want to soak up too much information before I read for anyone, but I have gone through the Facebook page, and I believe it may be run by someone named Natalie from and around the Laramie area. So perhaps that's what it is. And that's actually where I got the idea for today's case. So, okay, let's get into it, guys. It's been 5 minutes intro. That's just about long enough. So this case today, I don't know anything about it other than a Facebook photo of the person. Their name and a couple of details, which I'll read out to you. All I know is that she's missing. I don't know if they found her yet. I don't know. I think the post was made a couple of weeks ago. Factually, I haven't seen whether they found her, if she's been hurt, if she's alive, I don't know. All I know is missing on this date, this is her name and these are her basic details. So I got this photo from a post on that Facebook page I spoke about. If you want to know what it is, just email me, I'll let you know. So I don't know anything about this lovely girl. I haven't Googled her yet. Perhaps I'll do the reading and then I'll Google. Lately that's been the format. I do the reading and then I Google along with you guys. So you can hear in real time what I'm finding out about what I've read. So without further ado, let's have a look. I did get some psychic impressions already for this beautiful young lady. And I'll share those after I've read her details. So I've just clicked on to open the photo. She's so beautiful. Okay. Her name is Laraya Rose Rowland. Last seen 28th of March 2023. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1" and 105 pounds. So if you have any information, there's a phone number here for Billings PD, 406-657-8461. Laraya is missing from Billings, Montana. So if I have pronounced her name incorrectly, I apologize. Sincerely, not severely. Both. I really apologize. It seems right. When I was thinking about how to say her name, this song came into my head called Mariah, and it keeps popping into my head every time I think about her. So, that's how they pronounce the name of the song, Mariah, and so that's why I'm going with Laraya, because it came into my head. Okay, she wants me to get going. So I do see her sitting down next to me. Remember how I said in the previous episode, if you've listened, there was a long, long line of MMIW and she missing Indigenous and murdered, missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Long, huge line. And I've got two chairs here, one for me and not physically. This is like a vision. Kind of idea in my mind. She's sitting down with me and I've got this long line, but I'm also seeing male faces in the line today, so I think it's likely some of those cases are going to come up soon. So one of the first things, I just feel like she's got a nickname. Maybe some people called her Rose, which was her middle name. But I feel like I'm actually going to shut down her photo for a second. Is there something like B or a really short, succinct nickname that I'm kind of feeling like? Okay, anyway. Perhaps it was one of her cultural names, but I'm feeling like B. I'm seeing, okay, so she's sitting down with me and she pointed at the line of people and she said, I'm one of them. And she showed me a notice board with all the missing women's posters, missing people, they're saying, because there's boy, men on there too, on this notice board that I'm seeing. And she pointed at it and then she's talking to me and she said, I'm one of them. I'm one of them now. I've joined them, masses, I suppose. Which I think would be kind of surreal for her if she had the time to process that, like being aware of all these women and then she ended up joining them. But it kind of feels, one thing is it kind of feels very natural, and like it was going that way, it was always going to go that way. It doesn't feel like shock and awe, like I can't believe this happened to her. I mean, for some, maybe, but I did really get this energy of, like, I also saw, in a minute I'll share with you the very first impression I got from her, but I also did see an older woman who's like a caregiver, an auntie, maybe older sister, but like an older woman in her community or in her area who will be seen like a guardian or caregiver, or like it may not be related, she may not be related, but someone who parental, what's the word here, Guardian could even be a community guardian, someone that she knew in her personal life, female, I'm getting older, that was like, I knew this was going to happen to you, or I knew you were going to get yourself into trouble, or I knew it. But I also saw it in two different ways. There's this way of like condescension and judgment on one hand. Like, you know, there's that way of saying, I knew you were going to get yourself into trouble, that kind of thing. And then there's the other side of the coin where you're saying the same thing, but with tender love and care. There's like two different energies along with that. So I don't know if a beautiful Lariah, or it could be Lariah, but I'll call her Lariah, there is this energy of perhaps she was getting herself into, let's say, making questionable choices. But I don't feel like I want to blame her. I certainly don't judge anyone I read for. So anything that comes before me in these readings, there's zero judgment. I'm not judging her. But I feel like she was judged by at least this particular person, or like a small percentage, if not one person in the community around her in her life, and maybe family. But it's almost like everybody knew. It's like someone who puts themselves in dangerous situations. You know what it's making me think of? The Crocodile Hunter. You know, Steve Irwin. who was always in and around crocodiles and dangerous animals, predators, right? And so when he was stung by a stingray, there were two different types of people. There were people who were saying, oh, what a tragedy, and really cared for him and his family. And then the other side of the coin where people are like, you play with crocodiles and dangerous animals, of course you're going to get stung or bitten or eaten. You know, that kind of vibe. So I'm seeing like dealing with drug dealers, or dealing with, disreputable people, or disreputable men or man. And I'm not blaming, victim blaming at all. I certainly don't think Steve Irwin is to blame for what happened to him. And I certainly am not blaming anyone, but this is what's coming through. It's like this, not from me, but from her community or people around her. This, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. That's probably as concise, the most concise way I could say it. Someone is looking at this going, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. But there's also the fear-based way of looking at it. Like, I was so afraid something was going to happen, and now it has. Almost a manifestational kind of thing. Or, hell, I mean, maybe she was even predicting it herself, or speaking about it. It was like this. Look, some people would have been surprised, but there's a general undertonal thread that this was not surprising. Perhaps she's gone missing before. Perhaps she has like taken off before. Perhaps she's been missing, only to be found at her boyfriend's house or a drug dealer's house or something like that. Of course, all alleged. I don't know for sure she's doing drugs or anything. But I have to say what she's giving me, and she's giving me a nod. The very first thing that I sensed from her was an all-over bodily cold sensation. You know what it felt like? It felt like, for those who have experienced this, when you have an anesthesia or something like that, like I had an epidural or something along those lines, and the doctors inject it into you, and you can feel it going through your veins, and it's cold, and it's sort of like it numbs. It's ice cold. It feels like ice is going through your veins, and it makes you feel numb. And this is what I felt, but with her, I felt like it was a drug, a substance, a narcotic. I'm hearing in my head, narcotic. So I'm not sure if this was something she was dabbling in, if she was well versed in it, or if she never did drugs a day in her life. I accept that truth, and this is just, it could be something else. It could be temperature cold. It could be around the people that she's with or was with. I do feel a male. So let's just, I assume boyfriend. I feel like it's a boyfriend or a lover or someone she's been with intimately. If she hasn't, so let's say if she was interested in females, then this is like a male who's in her life and not dating. But I would put money on that it's like a boyfriend or an intimate with her in some way. If not a boyfriend, then someone that she's been intimate with in other ways. I feel like I'm talking around it. I'm just going to try and be as direct as I can and worry less about stepping on toes and more about being respectful but truthful. Okay. So when she showed me that and I felt that cold, numb sensation right throughout my body, I really felt like I've never done narcotics. I don't do drugs or use any substances. I don't even drink alcohol. Never even smoked weed. Honestly, haven't. And I'm proud of that. But I don't judge people who have. And I would say I got that sensation and then I thought drugs. It just felt like a cooling, ice-numbing sensation right through the body. Like it was flowing through my veins. So now, again, if it's not drugs, it could be hypothermia or something, but I didn't feel cold, like weather cold. I felt like it was going through my veins. Okay, the other thing that she did show me was were bones, her backbones through her skin. So not skeleton, but like seeing her shoulder blades and her backbones through her skin being visible. So, you know, not much weight on her, very skinny, very slight, very tiny. And we know her height is very short. But I feel it's similar to what I felt for Alison Brunard's reading, in that I feel like bird bones, like a little bird. But I feel like she might be taller than Alison Brunard, like she's got height. Beautiful long hair, which I can see is up in a top knot. I also felt like I wanted to say tomboy energy. Wearing shorts or pants a lot. That doesn't make you tomboy, but I get tomboy, and I felt like pants, like shorts, black shorts, long, like to the knee. I'm not necessarily getting like short shorts or anything. I'm also feeling hoodies. So, I mean, maybe there was an occasion or so where I feel like she dressed up to like get dolled up, but I really feel like for the most part, I would say she played herself down a lot. Okay, and I want to go to her photo, so I'm just going to click open it. So I was only looking at the recording equipment there. I'm going to go to her photo. That was one thing she did show me psychically. I want to say sparkly earrings. But I'm seeing like shiny, sparkly, small dot earrings, like maybe bigger than a dot, but if they're not, it looks like a small diamante earring, but like if they weren't diamantes, it's sparkling. So like pretty ears, pretty earrings, that's what I'm getting, like gorgeous ears dressed, kind of like gosh, that was a terrible way of saying that, adorned ears, but like small earrings. I'm certainly feeling small sparkles. Yeah, small sparkles, that makes sense. So, it doesn't say, her age, but I definitely feel like she was young. I'm getting an energy around the 20s, like young 20s, but she could definitely be a teen, absolutely. I'm also wondering if she's an older sister. Or was like an older sister to many. But I'm feeling older sister. So if she was like super young, then she had an older sister. If she was like anywhere from 17 up to 25, if she was in that age range, I feel like she was an older sister to people, like a mentor. Or people looked up to her in that way, maybe one young girl or something like that. Beautiful long hair. So she only went missing not even a month ago. I'm just checking my calendar. 28th of March, she went missing. Oh my goodness. No, sorry, yeah. I still thought it was April. She went missing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 5 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago. And like I said, I don't know if they have found her. Definitely getting a hoodie vibe. I'm going to close my eyes and tune in a little bit. I do see her smoking something. That's something that I do see her doing. Small and sweet, but I feel like putting poison in the body, poisoning her mind, poisoning her body, and possibly, like, let's say if she had a boyfriend or a dealer, or if she wasn't doing any of that, it's just like a male energy poisoning her with words, like, or putting ideas in her head, even if they're not poison. It's like being poisoned of body, mind, and mind, and then spirit after, you know, like, I don't believe that spirit can be poisoned. I actually feel like spirit pretty clear, but obviously people can become numb and disconnected from who they really are, even without substances. Okay. Showing me like full head of hair, like even if she cut it short, which I don't really sense, but it feels like such thick hair, thick. Like I could really, like, you could lose your fingers in it. She keeps showing me herself in a black, like, sports bra. Or singlet. Like, I'm just seeing her take off, like, without a shirt, but like a black sports bra or a black bra, but it's not like lacy. It's just, I want to say dull. It's not, I don't know why this is important, but it keeps coming into my mind, so I've got to say it. And I see her smoking and possibly, with a partner, with a male partner or a male. There's not a partner. I see her smoking a lot. One thing I did also feel back before I got into all of this was for her feeling like an outdoor recreational common area. I don't know if it's part of a youth center, a school group, or a church, or like a home. Not home, like, I mean a group home, or like somebody go see a counselor or something. But it's like there's the buildings and there's an outdoor area, like a basketball court, or like a concrete, or like a, if it's not concrete, it's like where they make a sports playgrounds, you know, that hard plastic, like rubber matting, but it looks smooth and hard like concrete. Or it's you know, basketball courts, but it's not like, it's, I don't know, painted, or it's covered so it doesn't look like raw concrete, because obviously who wants to play on that? Seeing garden pots, like planters. I don't necessarily see her playing sport, which she might have. I see this more of like a place for her and other kids or teens to catch up, or like go there and have a smoke, or go there and shoot hoops, or if she didn't play, it was like designed for that, but they were just meeting there, or something along those lines. But I do feel basketball. I see a basketball and a hoop. Could be netball, I suppose. Doesn't mean she was playing it. It could be that they went to a basketball court or area, or went to watch those games, but that doesn't seem right. Definitely getting basketball. All alleged, but I've just seen her. Uh, I don't want to tarnish anyone. I certainly, like I said in the previous episode, tarnishing means you're judging behavior. I'm not judging. Like I've said 100 times, but I'm just going to tell you what she showed me. Sniffing something up through the nose. Of course, it doesn't mean anything illegal, but it feels like it's white and it's going up her nose. All alleged. Again, she may not have ever touched substances, but usually when substances come up, it's true. It just feels like a plethora of stuff going into her body, illegal or not. It just feels like taking on too many things and her being like super spaced out. I mean, you know that feeling when you're so tired, you're kind of like, ugh. Everything feels a bit weird. It's like that, but 1,000 times more. I've had other readings where I've sensed substance abuse, and the person was, they must be different because they were like so out of it they could barely get out of their chair. With her, I don't feel that. With her, I feel like numb, but still, like I can see her getting up and moving around and even dancing and even like participating in physical activities, like I don't know, sex, like dancing, like could be even sport or like a conversation, but completely off her tree, like off her chops, we'd say, completely out of it. She's showing me her plucking her eyebrows. She's gonna pluck, like plucking them too thin. Okay, what else, darling? I can see her like ashing a cigarette. Well, if it's not a cigarette, it might be something else. Is there a male that she could be with? Because I'm feeling her like saying something like, I'm with him, or I went with him, like with him. She's very clearly sitting in the chair next to me. There isn't a chair next to me, but I can see visually, like in my mind, this chair next to me where she's sitting and the line behind her. Okay. That to me again. Okay, I'm just going to scribble a bit, guys, because I heard something, and I just want to make sure I heard what I heard. I've heard it twice now, but I'm going to just be clear, because I want to be certain and careful. Aside from that, she's showing me herself, like, wasting away, like, nothing of her body. Like, physically, she's, like, someone who's not nourishing their body. And I suppose that's typical with people who abuse substances or ingest too many. She's like in this vision that I'm seeing, alive, but she's showing me like skin and bones and wasting away. It could even be something like it's like an anorexia kind of vibe, but I don't think it's to do with food. I think if anything, she's just not nourishing her body. She kind of, I feel like she could use some help. But, you know, people look down on her rather than really try to help. There might be, like, that woman from before might try to help, but I don't know. She could be the one looking down on her. It just seems like there's more judgment than assistance. And so it's easier to, excuse me, go away in her head. Like, I feel like she had friends that she did laugh and get along with. And she's showing me like I miss them. They know who they are. But she's really showing me this guy, like he took precedence. If it's not a boyfriend, it could be someone like a dealer or someone who is connected to her through non-romantic means, but it certainly could be a bit of both. I would put money on them being sexually involved or like favors being exchanged. It doesn't feel like love, put it that way. I don't know that he has hurt her directly. I don't really feel that at this point. Okay, so what did you say? Okay. So I'm asking if she's still alive. And what I heard was, you know, are you dead? You know, are you dead? And what I heard was, not yet, but I will be. And this feels like a longer term, it doesn't feel like I'll be dead tomorrow. She could be. Again, this is all just psychic impression. I don't know as of this point, know what's happened to her factually. Just to reiterate that, all I know, I've got a photo and her name and her last seen date, her area, her height and weight and hair color and eye color. She's showing to me her eyes are dull, yellowed and dry. Like she's not hydrated properly. Which wouldn't make sense, of course, if she knew to hydrate, if she was a sportswoman, if she was. It's just other things taking precedence. Okay, so what we're saying? So yes, but I will be, to me, feels like not in the next day or two. That sort of feels like if she keeps going down this path, if she keeps ingesting and doing these things and living this way, and like self-harming, harming herself this way, and not taking care of herself and not getting the help she needs, then I feel like that will be her fate. She said it's going to happen if I don't get the help that I need. Okay. Whenever I sort of try to think about where she is, I just feel like with this man, not family. Like a young man. I don't think he's much older than her. Supply. I heard supply and demand. I'm going to pull up a map. She's telling me to pull up a map, guys. So I'm not going to Google her yet. I'm going to type in Billings. She's almost making me feel like she's out of Billings. Like just out of it, just outside of it, or just out of, she's going like just over there, by the way, is about a day and a half flight from where I am. Oh, okay, maybe they're like over there is over the, wait, is that, no, that's not water, is it? It looks like water. I always go, so I'm looking at Billings, Montana on a map. I'm going to go satellite. Oh, there's water there. Okay. Oh, just chills. All right, darling. Now, maps can be a little tricky, especially when I'm speed reading like this, so skimming. Because I've managed to narrow down areas before, of course. And in Nicola's case from the UK, I haven't posted this episode, but I was able to pick in the direction she had gone down the river. But so I've had success. What I'm saying is, if I'm drawn to a particular area, it could be because they used to visit there, they've been there on a holiday, they have family there, or like it's significant somehow, and not necessarily where they are. So just be open-minded. I'm going to just have a look at Billings and just see what I'm drawn to. Let's just see. Okay. Did I just see her took a drag for smoke and point at the map? Okay. Now, is Billings that entire area? Yes. I'm just going to zoom in a little. She's saying, don't go anymore. Oh, and then my computer just zoomed in on its own. she said the zoo's boring. So I don't know if she like likes animals or not, but maybe. Doesn't like that one. If she, I don't, I'm questioning whether she grew up here. Because I was going to say, yeah, okay. Okay, what's this Heights area? Heights. Alright, darling. I'm very drawn around the temple area. Again, like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean where she is. It's just I keep looking at around, you know, like Ironwood, the temple. Oh, Grandpa's farm's closed. Rimrock is catching my eye. I also noticed that Rose Park is her middle name. Sophie's Kitchen, I wonder if she ever went there to eat. Is there a way to get the names off this map? Because I feel like that would be better. Layers? Layers. Oh, okay. Bear with me, dudes. Labels. I figured it out. Okay. That feels better. That feels better because now I'm not drawn to names. When I look at Billings, Montana, on the map, because this beautiful mountain area in the back, I am looking at it with the zoo, and there's this like a semicircular farm or something which looks really cool. That's on the bottom of the map that I'm looking at, so when I Google it, that's the bottom, the zoo and that semicircle rainbow farm area. That's on the bottom. So I'm looking up. Yeah, okay. For what it's worth, I'm very drawn to the top left-hand area. So let me zoom in. It's exactly where I was saying before. So, I mean, maybe she had a friend there, she visited there, she lived there. People might be, like, scoffing at that. Oh, yeah, you know. But it's just something about it. I keep going, but she's showing me, like, top left. Very drawn to it. I'm also very drawn to... So, when I say top left, there's this... This is where the labels come in handy. Okay. Let me turn the labels back on for a second. Oh, and I can measure. Wait, what? No. Okay. Satellite. Oh, the labels only come on with satellite. Okay. Labels. Sorry, rookie. Yeah, out near the temple, but like, what is this here? This area here. It's like a suburb. No? I'm looking in a bit like from Phipps Park all the around. Like, if I were to draw a circle, I would draw it around Phipps Park, Ironwood, around the temple, down to Grandpa's farm, and back around. That's a vast area, I know, but there's something about this area. I'm very drawn to the, I think if I zoom in, I think there are houses. Cooper Ridge? No, like, if so we go from Cooper Ridge to the country club, in between there is catching my eye. Again, not necessarily where she is. It's just, I keep going. Or Phipps Park, it's a rifle club. I keep going up and left. Now, given it could be turned around, sometimes the maps get turned around, But as I'm looking at it, I'm feeling top left. So I've turned the labels down, off. Oh, that was the other thing. Music. I feel music. Okay. So I don't know if she had her headphone. Why'd I say it like that? Headphones with her. Okay. Now I'm being drawn to bottom left. So I'm going to zoom in there and see if I can give you guys some names. I'm really interested in... I could be way off base, guys, but I'm just trying, okay? Trying. Satellite. Okay. She's also showing me Summit or Sumit Garage, you know, something around that area. So she's making me really think of rich areas and like poor areas, to, for lack of a better word. Like there's a difference. I'm feeling there's a vast difference. And a lot of countryside, which makes sense for Montana. Let me see, it's still recording. Okay, I'm looking at Shop World Storage, Summit Garage, and even Camelot Ranch. Did she ride horses out that way, like when she was a kid? Okay, now it's just clicked onto, somehow I've ended up clicked onto Street View. Feels like there's like nothing out here where I've clicked King Avenue. There's nothing but sheds, ranches. Okay. I'm gonna try something. I'm looking at Shop World Storage. So I don't know if this is this a shopping center maybe she used to go to in there around that area. I wanna go Street View. No, that's Storage Place. There's like so much empty space here. Oh my goodness. I shouldn't be surprised coming from Australia, but. So again, if she has never been in around these areas, then she could be connected to someone. I'm looking at like Canyon Creek, King Ave, I'm very drawn to. Okay. Shop World Storage. Why do I keep looking at that? I'm going to do Street View there for a second. If I can. No, it's not letting me. Okay. Shop World 1. But okay. I'm just reading now. I'm not... Okay, what I'm going to do... I'm going to back out, zoom back out. Still very drawn to top left direction. So if it's not outside of Billings, which I feel like she's going like just outside, it could be just outside of the city limits, just outside of her block, like her neighborhood area. That doesn't make sense. She's going like just outside, just over there. I certainly don't feel like... Let me just listen and tune in. Yeah, I definitely feel like closer to Billings. I don't feel like she's in another country or another state. She may have traveled and then come back, but I really am drawn to Billings, and just near Billings, just by it, just outside. I feel like hiding, hard to find. But this also could be something where she's equally unwilling but still alive. So if she's in a state where she can't, she's incoherent, or she, you know, she needs help, or you know, she's reluctant to come home. Or what I'm really feeling is like someone who's so out of it they don't realize that they the people are like looking for them, or they don't like it, they don't care, or it's and that's a big thing, because they would say she's not uncaring, but it's more of like getting away. Like, this is what I'm feeling. I also see her eyes closing very slowly, like doping or dope, like passing out. Like, for what it's worth, I would still class as what she's going through as some form of abuse, because the people who know where she is are enabling or not helping. You know, it's like shush. Okay, where is this place that I've zoomed in and out of? I'm just typing Billings again because I've gotten lost on the map. I'm nearly done with the map, guys, by the way. She's talking. As I'm going through things, she's kind of going like places she's been. She's saying, I've been there, I've been. But I also query how long she's lived there. Oh, West End. I'm really also feeling like there was a certain part of town, like her and people she. Like, where she came from, didn't go to that part of town. That upper class, lower class. I'm not saying she was lower class. It just feels like a huge divide. There's a huge difference between the rich part of town and the other part of town. I keep looking at Ironwood. And the Southwest Corridor. Okay. Let me look at the map one more time. Oh, no. There's a lot of country club vibes here. Okay. Like, from everything I've seen on TV, Montana is a beautiful place. Very vast. And Billings is probably a decent place too, depending on who you ask. I don't know. Okay, so I'm just going to turn the labels off one more time. I'm going to double check with her where she wants to show me, and then I'm going to move on. Then I'm going to Google her, I think. Okay. Wants me to street view. Where do you want me to street view? Okay, I'm gonna take this. This part that caught my eye before. What is this? Okay. Zimmerman Trail. King's Ace Hardware, no. So what I'm looking at is, oh, luxury apartments. Why am I looking at Zimmerman luxury apartments? Are they not been built yet or something? It doesn't mean people can't be going there, right? Course. Doesn't have to be built for people to frequent there, I guess. How old are these photos? Is it built yet? No, no, no. I don't want to go that way. Sorry, guys. My computer's just... My computer mouse is being a dingus. That's what... that's what we say. Where are these houses that I'm looking at? Colton Boulevard. I don't think I was supposed to go there. Oh, okay, I can close it there. Where is that? Yeah, I was supposed to go there. Okay. Yeah, there's like nothing on the map. I wonder if it's been built yet. I feel like it's had some construction since this photo. Okay, so I'm feeling like I want to drop the pen. Again, may not be where she is. It's just a place of interest, or it could be somewhere one of her friends lives or something like that, or somewhere someone she knows or has been or drove past. I'm looking like Colton Boulevard. Oh, look at that. I kind of look at the intersection of Colton Boulevard and what is this road? Is it Avenue E? I don't think it has a name. Kind of like Corbin Drive, Colton Boulevard, and Avalon Road, like in between there is where I'm looking. Okay. Collin Drive, West High College. Okay, I'm going to zoom right out. Boulder Elementary School. Okay. It's possible that she left Billings out, like, north west, like, in that direction. It's possible, but I do feel like she's not far. Or wasn't like it. It's just outside. Is there another? Okay. She could be in a neighboring town, which would mean just outside. But I feel like I'm feeling close to Billings. I feel like I want to stay close to Billings. This Park City here, okay. Okay, I'm going to get out of that. I'm going to tune in to see if there's anything else. I feel like dead soon. So today is the 7th of May in Australia. So it would be the 6th of May over there. I am feeling an overdose energy. Whether she's willing with that or not. I feel like there's something else she wants to say. So I'm going to go quiet for a second, guys. Is she wearing flip-flops? Or she's saying she's flip-flop sneakers. Something about her shoes changing. Or wearing flip-flops flats. Because you're putting your feet into slippers or flip-flops. Okay. There's durry in her hand, like smoke in her hand. Messy bun. I've got my eyes closed at this point. Her photo's open, but I've got my eyes closed. I'm feeling missing. She's like missing but not murdered. Missing but not murdered. I at this point in time. Neglect. I'm hearing neglect. Woeful or play? Was that woeful or playful? Like. Hearing play. Plaything. There is a male energy here, so I would say that somebody is well aware of where she is supplying her or is enabling. Her brother, but if it's a brother of any kind, it's like a stepbrother, not like full brother. But if she doesn't have that, it's like someone, like a brother's friend or her friend, if she doesn't have a brother. Gosh, but they're not a friend. How do I put this? It's like someone in their friend circle, but like out of that, not good friend. It's exactly how I would describe a dealer of like a friend of a friend or an older brother's friend or someone who used to go to high school when they were grade 11 or something, like just separate, not in a circle, outside of that, but known. Could be well taking advantage of her. Now, of course, if this is before she went missing, maybe this isn't after she was. She'll feel like it's after. I'm also feeling like concrete, like a newer house smell, like newer smell, which is probably strange if she's, you know, in squalor or something. But I'm just feeling like I'm seeing construction bricks, like masonry or you know, the cinder blocks, but new. They've still got the plastic wrap open underneath them on a pallet, and like they're building a new house, neighborhood, that kind of vibe. What else? I feel like whoever's in that house, they're like, I don't think they are renting it or legally, like they own it. I feel like they're treating the house and the stuff there poorly, and themselves and each other. Or if they're renting it, they treat it poorly. Like there's no respect for the fact that it's a brand new home and, oh, let's look after it. No, it's like holes in the walls, ashing out on things, breaking things, zero respect. Because it feels like it's not their home. It's not their home. Could be a housing development kind of vibe. I don't know why I'm going down this track. This could be connected to the person who she's bringing up in this reading. Now, for those of you who are saying, like, how is it possible for someone to come through and they're not dead, they're not deceased, not spirit? Yes, absolutely. I've done readings before where that's how psychic readings typically work. I've done readings for people who come through as spirit but are well alive. So that was a bit of a revelation for me as on my psychic journey. but yes, they can. I'm seeing a man, like a young man, a guy, slapping her on the face to wake her up, and she's out. She looks ashen, still alive, but she looks ashen. And I'm definitely getting overdose vibes, vomit, and cold, feeling so cold. Skin and bones. But I feel like it can be prevented, or it could have been prevented. I'm seeing a heart beating. So to me, that would say that she's still alive right now. I'm also wondering if this is the outcome of a lot of MMIW cases where someone has overdosed, or someone has been treated poorly, or through no fault of their own, become a victim of a lifestyle, and then has merged, and then people dump them or hide the what happened and blame it on, you know, the MMIW. I'm gonna say, if I was guessing, that most of these cases are absolute foul play, personal, even serial murderers. But I would say the vast majority, it's more of a domestic abuse or a substance abuse kind of issue. And then neglect. She's talking about the young girl who's like a little sister to her. saying, I love you, like kiddo, I love you, kid, but there's like a kit, or there's like a name that she would call them, or a nickname, or like butterfly or something. Maybe that's where the bee comes in. And the cute little, I'm seeing a dimple, black hair, a little girl, but maybe grown, but treated like a seen as little girl. Could be a cousin. Now she's telling me to Google her and see what I can find. Okay, so this is the first time I've Googled her. I've only seen her name on a Facebook post. I'm going to copy her name. And I'm going to paste it. And then search. Let's see, you can find out with me. What is this? Oh my goodness, sorry. Somehow ended up on some, what is this? Man faces charges. This is not linked to, this is a 2010 article. One of the, some guy was in a car crash and then was threatening police officers and heavily injured a passenger. One of the passengers was unconscious and his arm injured, heavily injured. 16-year-old passenger, another 6-year-old, and that can't be her, can it? Because there's a Laraya Rose Roland, 4. She was 4. Possible neck injury. I mean, it's gotta be. There can't be that many. So, if my darling, if she was 4 in 2010, that would make her 17? Okay. Is that right? 17? Okay. So there's like nothing on here, guys. There's like zero information on her other than that. There's a TikTok video, but I don't think it's going to tell me much. You guys won't be able to hear it, but I'm going to open it and just see if there's any new information, which I don't feel like there's going to be much. It's possible, but I don't think so. You guys won't be able to hear it. Just got to make sure it's still recording. Yeah, there's just her photo. It's just her photo. Okay. It's going to be very, very tricky to... Wait, what's this? Another TikTok. Someone has said, a case that doesn't feel right to me, and it's got her name there. Okay, I'm going to save this recording just so I don't lose it, and then I'm going to record what else I find, okay? Thanks for listening, guys. Come back for part 2. Bye-bye.